We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. So don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more that you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of the show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/manifest. Just go to Indeed.com/manifest right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/manifest. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. For the new year, I really want to make sure that sauning is a big part of my wellness routine, and that is where I'm thrilled to bring in Boncharge. Boncharge is a holistic wellness brand with a huge range of evidence-based products to optimize your life in every way. Founded on science and inspired by nature, all Boncharge products adapt ancestral ways of living in our modern-day world. Their extensive range of premium wellness products help you sleep better, perform better, and have more energy, recover faster, balance hormones, reduce inflammation. The list really is endless. If you're interested, go to boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code MANIFEST to save 15%. That's boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code MANIFEST to save 15% off on your purchase. That's boncharge.com/manifest. Hello, guys. Welcome back to another episode of Manifest with Tori DeSimone. I'm your host, Tori DeSimone, and hope you guys are having an amazing Monday. I have a really good feeling about this week. I think we're all going to have an absolutely amazing week, and I hope you guys can feel it in your bones because I feel it in mine, and I'm sending you all of my good energy, good vibrations to you through this podcast. Happy Monday, everybody. I am drinking tea while I record this, and tea has been my jam. Really has been. I haven't had coffee in, well, I guess I had it last Saturday. So what's that, like 5 or 6 days? I was drinking it every day, and then I started watching a lot of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills and Lisa Vanderpump. I'm on season 2. Lisa Vanderpump, British, loves tea. And I was like, I want tea. So then I started drinking tea, and now I can't stop. And I love it. I look forward to it all the time. I do a little bit of sugar and a little bit of milk, and it's so good. I'm on a really big Earl Grey kick. That's probably my favorite. Last week I was on a big lemon kick, but my throat was also really sore 2 episodes ago, as you guys kind of heard. So I was like downing tea out the wazoo, lemon tea especially, but now I'm onto Earl Grey. Oh, I remember when I was in London, when was that, 2015? Oh my God, it was that long ago. 2015 I was in London. Is that 6 years ago? Oh my God. Yeah, 6 years ago I was in London, and my mom and I went to this little, what would you call it? Was it a cafe? I don't know, but it was like tea time, maybe a tea room. I don't know. It was tea time. And I remember getting Earl Grey tea, and I loved it. Like, I loved tea in London. It was so cute. And you get little like sandwiches. We looked so American. I mean, we are so American, but I really was so American because I was like, oh my God, I'll have tea and then I'll have the little sandwiches. And like, it was on like this cute little 3-tiered thing. It was so cute. I love that. I wish we did that here in America. Can someone open up a tea room in Seattle City, New Jersey, please? Thank you. Thank you very much. You guys, I'm recording this while sipping tea and looking at the most beautiful sunset ever. Well, actually, maybe the second most beautiful sunset. 2 nights ago, it was raining all day, and I seriously think the most beautiful sunsets come after it rains all day, which is kind of like an analogy of life. Like, you know, like beautiful things happen after the really hard moments. Okay, I'm making it way too deep. But anyway, it was raining down here at the beach, which kind of rocks when it rains at the beach, because whenever it's nice out, I always feel like I need to go like seize the day and like, you know, go to the beach and just go do fun things, which I love doing, but the beach kind of like tells you when to slow down. So it was raining. So that's when I take advantage of the day and kind of just slow down and catch up on work or get ahead on work, stuff like that. So it was like about 7:45 and all of a sudden the sun comes out, the clouds go away, and it is the most magnificent sunset I've ever seen in my whole entire life. I put up like 5 slides on my Instagram because it was so crazy, you guys. So me and Kitty Brennan, you guys hear me talk about her all the time. It's so funny. I posted a picture of her on Instagram the other day. She doesn't have an Instagram right now. But she's actually on the beach right now taking pictures for her Instagram. So she might be coming back soon. Not really sure. Anyway, I posted it on my Instagram and someone swiped up and was like, is this Kitty Brennan? I need to put a face to the voice. And I'm like, yes, this is Katie. Anyway, her and I like got on our bikes because we do a bike ride almost every night here in Seattle, which rocks. So we got on our bikes and we're literally chasing the sunset. And every 5 seconds, we're like stopping to take pictures. And we, you know, start by going to the bay because the sunset's on the bay. So we start by going to the bay and it's so beautiful. And then we're like, let's go to the beach. So then we bike across the island and we go onto the beach. It's a short island, so it's only like 4 blocks. So then we get onto the beach and it's like this beautiful purple and pink sunset over the ocean and it's turning the water purple. It was so beautiful. And then you look up and it's all these popcorn clouds that are in like this beautiful blue and then it starts to transition into this yellow. And then you look over like 180 degrees and now you're like looking at the bay, but you're on the beach if you're following what I'm saying. And it's like this fiery bright orange. Oh my God, I've never seen a sky so beautiful. Like I think all beach towns have such a beautiful sunset and especially in the summer, they're just so crazy. But like I've never seen a sunset that pretty before and it was crazy. Like I can't even believe I saw it. I'm not kidding, like every minute we were like biking and then getting off our bikes and taking pictures of it. And we would just like stand in people's backyards to go look and like the whole town does it. Like the whole town kind of just chases sunsets. And we do too every night. And oh my God, it was just so magnificent. It was like so incredible. So yeah, I'm sitting here recording this as the sun is setting and it just reminds me of that sunset that was so amazing. I also have a side part right now, which is a little crazy because I was on the whole like middle part wave for a very long time because that's what everyone was doing. And I was like, that's super cool girl, super hot girl. And I kind of want to do that. But ever since I started doing it, I was like, something about me is really off and I can't tell what it is. And I think it was the side part. I do think that's what it was. I'm also getting my hair done on Sunday. So when you guys are listening to this, I'd have gotten my hair done yesterday and I'm going blonde, blonde, blonde. I'm crazy. I know. I literally switch up my mind about what I want to do with my hair every day. And every episode, I'm like, I'm going to do this with my hair. And then the next time I'm like, I'm going to do this. But I'm actually going to be blonde, blonde, blonde. And I'm so excited about it. Hot girl for the summer. Count how many times I've said hot girl summer this time already, this episode already. Is there a third hot girl summer? Because didn't it start in 2019? I think it did. So it's our third one. Happy third anniversary, everybody. So another thing that I did is I redownloaded TikTok. But here's the thing with me and TikTok. I'm so addicted to it. Like Christmas Day, I think I spent 8 hours on TikTok. And that's when I was like, okay, you have a problem. It's got to go. So I deleted it New Year's Day. And then I redownloaded it on June 22nd of 2021. So like 6 months and 22 days later, that's pretty good. But here's the thing. I only downloaded it on my iPad and not on my phone. So I literally look like a 7-year-old that has a tablet. I guess an iPad. I literally look like a 7-year-old that watches TikTok on their iPad because that's exactly what I do. But it's honestly just because like if I had it on my phone, I would always just be scrolling on it. I love TikTok. But the reason that I downloaded TikTok is because I saw a YouTube video that was like, quote unquote, that girl morning routine. And I was like, and it had like this very aesthetically pleasing thumbnail. And I was like, what is this? So I clicked on it. And you guys all know that aesthetic of like the that girl. I also don't like that term. So I think they should make up a new one, but not like hot girl. Kind of just like cool girl, like seizing the day girl, healthy girl, whatever, whatever. I'll say that girl for the sake of this video and title so you guys know what I'm talking about. But it was that whole aesthetic. And I was like, wait, is this new? Are people just catching on to this? Because I remember on Valentine's Day, actually, I was sitting on my couch and I just wrote down this huge long list of exactly the that girl energy and the that girl daily routine. And I've been like just trying to live that way for a long time because I love that way of life. And I just wrote it down and I wanted to read that note to you guys today because I wrote this down in February and it was in preparation for the summer. And I feel like I've been living that way this summer and I'm very proud of myself. And I can honestly say that I've never been happier. I've never been so stress-free. And every day is such a blessing. And it's like, I just am so grateful to live this life. And I truly do think it's because of the lifestyle and all that good jazz. Now, listen, I'm not saying that I live it aesthetically. I also see those trends on TikTok where people are like, when you live the that girl lifestyle, but it's not aesthetic. I honestly feel like that's kind of me. But I just wanted to share it today. I wanted to share that note with you guys. And I kind of just wanted to run through how to live a that girl daily routine and with, you know, ideas and how to get started and stuff like that. So I'm excited to talk about this today. For the new year, I really want to make sure that sauning is a big part of my wellness routine, and that's where I'm thrilled to bring in Boncharge. Boncharge is a holistic wellness brand with a huge range of evidence-based products to optimize your life in every way. Founded on science and inspired by nature, all Boncharge products adapt ancestral ways of living in our modern-day world. Their extensive range of premium wellness products help you sleep better, perform better, and have more energy, recover faster, balance hormones, reduce inflammation. The list really is endless. So from blue light glasses, sterilite therapy, to EMF management, and circadian-friendly lighting, Boncharge products help you naturally address the issues of our modern day way of life effortlessly with maximum impact. One of my favorite products from Boncharge is their infrared sauna blanket. I loved sauning and I have for a really long time, but the problem is I always have to go to the gym and a lot of times I want a sauna at night when I'm cozy at home. I just don't want to leave. That's why using the infrared sauna blanket at home has been so amazing. This is a really great way to ease stress and unwind at the end of the day. It's also really good to detoxify and it promotes lower inflammation in the body, which is really, really huge. What's also really cool is that because this is a blanket, your head is out of it. So it's honestly, I find it's easier to stay in this longer. And because my head is out of it, I'm able to like read a little bit longer and my body still gets all the good benefits that I get while being in the sauna blanket. It's really easy to set up and it's also really easy to clean. It takes less than a minute to set up. It heats up really quickly and I can enjoy like a 30, 40 minute session in the sauna blanket while I'm relaxing, reading, watching TV, meditating. While if I'm in the sauna, I can really only stay in it for like 15 minutes because it gets so hot and uncomfortable, but because my head's out, I'm able to stay in it longer, but I still get all the benefits of it. I just feel so much more relaxed after my sessions. I just feel really, really good. And I just love ending my night with a sauna. Boncharge ships worldwide in rapid time. They have free shipping on every sauna blanket. They also have easy returns and exchanges, and they have a 12-month warranty. If you're interested, go to boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15%. That's boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15% off on your purchase. That's boncharge.com/manifest. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. So don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. So ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree that Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things that I love about Indeed is that I've been able to use it for all of my businesses across the last few years, and it's been really amazing. What I love the most is that I'm able to put down like exactly what it is that I want on Indeed, and the candidates that match that get sent right to me. And then the hard part actually becomes narrowing down which ones are the best for me, because they all are exactly what I'm looking for. And then it really just comes down to like, which do I vibe with the best? And that's honestly pretty hard to choose from. But Indeed makes it really easy for me to find really good quality candidates that find exactly what I'm looking for instantly. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more that you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of the show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/manifest. Just go to Indeed.com/manifest right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/manifest. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. So let's dive into it. So the that girl aesthetic is honestly whatever you want it to be. It can be absolutely anything to you. To me, the way that I see it is very much so how we talk about our higher self on this podcast. It's this version of ourselves that we see as the best version of ourselves that's going to be very personalized to you. And once you start accepting this best version of you, or higher version of yourself, and you start living that way, you'll eventually become that. So this honestly isn't very far off from what we've been talking about on this podcast since the beginning of the podcast. So it's kind of just like another variation of us living our best lives, but now it's trendy and aesthetic. So it kind of rolls right with what we do on this podcast. So it really is just the best version of yourself that you live in a day-to-day life. And that's going to look different for everybody. And there's not a one-size-fits-all for this. And that's why I kind of don't like the term that girl, because I think people think like claw clips and like matching sets and like those little sunglasses and like the little purses. Like I think that's what people think when you think of like that girl aesthetic. But it's really just our higher self aesthetic that we're going to start living in a day-to-day life. So I wrote down a bunch of things that to me, remember I wrote this in February, which is super cool that it's like now here in fruition. Is that the right word? I just wrote down a bunch of things that this best version of myself would do, which is the that girl aesthetic, I guess you could call it. But it's just what the best version of me would do, the that girl version of me would do. So I wrote down a couple of examples. It's watching the sunset in the morning with a cup of tea in my hand. How funny, because I now do that. It's a beach picnic while drinking red wine in a long-stemmed wine glass while looking at the sunset. It's a green juice after my Saturday 9:30 a.m. spin class. It's hot yoga in an all-white Lululemon set with a sweaty bun on Sunday mornings. It's waking up and drinking water with lemon in a sweating glass container. Now, what I mean by that is like when you put so much ice and water and lemon into a pitcher and you just refill like a cup all day and it starts to sweat and condensate. Oh, I don't know why, but that just like is so refreshing to me. It's doing hot Pilates on a Sunday morning. It's drinking hot lemon water out of a Swell bottle. So funny that I wrote that down, because that reminds me of high school. When I was a senior in high school, I would bring two water bottles with me to school, specifically Swell. Water bottles, one was smaller and I would do hot lemon water in it and I would drink it during my first period. And the second water bottle that I would carry around was like their bigger water bottle and I would just fill that up like every three periods with water. And that was just like my routine. I loved it. And it brings me back to a really good place when I think of hot lemon water in a swell bottle. Isn't it funny how like little things like that can set us off? Okay, back to my list. It's hair masks and white toenail polish. I don't know why I said toenail, so weird. It's hair masks and white toenail polish. It's skin so hydrated that golden hour follows me. Oh, also, by the way, on my Instagram, I just posted my skincare routine and I made it a highlight so you guys can go check it out. It's on my profile. It's sleeping on silk pillowcases in a pale baby pink sleep set with the lingering mist of pillow spray and the Laneige lip mask on my lips. It's having a chopped salad with a claw clip in and a cold glass of lemon water or a mojito next to me. It's a mature vanilla scent lingering on my skin after my shower with eucalyptus hanging from my shower head. It's weekly trips to the farmer's market. It's papaya for breakfast. So to me, that is just like this version of myself that I feel the higher version of me would do. And it's so funny that I wrote this in February and now looking back on this in late June, almost all of this is true. The only thing is I don't have silk pillowcases here. I still don't have a sleep set, but I do have pillow spray and Laneige lip mask, and I do love chopped salads, and I drink mojitos, and I do claw clips, and I don't have eucalyptus hanging from my shower head, but I will get that the next time I'm at the farmer's market. It's yoga. We have beach yoga here. I think we're going next week, which is super fun. I do teach Saturday 9:30 spin here. It's just like all these manifestations. It's essentially these just small manifestations that you are putting out in the universe to come true. It's just really cool that this has been an aesthetic that I've been kind of thinking about and manifesting and living since February, and now it's really here, like in full swing. So it's really cool to look at this and now see it become a trend when this has been written down in my notes for a while. So it's really, really cool. So if this is an aesthetic that you guys want to start living or a way of yourself that you want to start living, this is how I recommend to start living this lifestyle. Number one, just think of this as the higher version of yourself. And I find that this is a celebration of your life and honoring your mind, your body, and your soul. So the first thing is to make a Pinterest board. Look on your Pinterest board for things that just inspire you, that make you feel warm and fuzzy inside, or that make you feel really whole, really good about yourself, and really inspired to just be a better version of yourself. Once you have this Pinterest board, go into Canva and you guys can make a collage and set that as your phone background so that every time you pick up your phone, you're reminded of this, you know, higher version of yourself that you want to be. That's been my phone background since February and it really inspires me. So like my collage is, hang on, I have all these notifications on my phone that I need to clear. So on my phone background, it's like a picture of, you know, girls on the beach. It's green veggies in a basket at the grocery store. It's green juice. It's yoga classes. It's, just like a beach aesthetic, like bikinis and, just like cute fashion. I have matcha. I have green smoothies. I have the ocean. I have papaya. I have coffee. I have like this girl with like, it looks like she just got like out of the shower. She has like a towel on her head and she has like this really cute one piece bathing suit on. It looks like she's in like Rome or Italy or something. A girl in the ocean, just a mood board of essentially this manifestation of my higher self that, I've kind of been, you know, striving to be and kind of trying to get to in my life. And I feel like I'm there and I'm really proud of myself. So having that reminder every time you touch your phone, go on your phone, I think is really valuable and really cool.
Hey, Hey guys, it's Cheyenne Davis. You may know me from MTV's Teen Mom OG or Think Loud Crew podcast. I'm here with my dad, Papa Floyd, to tell you about our new podcast, Unfiltered Kitchen.
The kitchen is the hub of the household for many of us. The one-stop shop for conversations both big and small. Cheyenne and I have been having open conversations about all aspects of life in our kitchen since well before she was able to see over the counter.
And now we're inviting you into our own kitchen as a part of the family.
Unfiltered Kitchen is a two-way street. I share my advice on cocktails, cooking, parenting, and the lessons I've learned.
And I inform my dad what it's like to raise kids today, how generational barriers affect us, and the joys of being a daughter. Well, your daughter.
Get ready for a whole lot of unfiltered advice. You can take it or leave it, but you're never going to leave this table feeling hungry for more.
Listen to Unfiltered Kitchen wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so this is kind of like a daily routine of the That Girl aesthetic and tips to get started. So first and foremost is to wake up early to establish a routine. I really feel like if you're going to seize the day, take advantage of this amazing aesthetic and opportunity, you need to not sleep through the day because the day starts bright and early. The world waits for nobody, baby. So as soon as you start, it honestly gets easier. I watched a YouTube video years ago that talks about how to kind of get in the habit of waking up early every day. And essentially the first night is the hardest because you're probably used to waking up a little bit later. So you go to bed a little bit later. So go to bed at the normal time that you feel tired at. You don't have to go to bed earlier. Just go to bed when you normally do. You'll probably get a couple less hours of sleep that one night, but wake up early the next morning. Don't nap that day. And then that night, the following night when you go to bed, you'll be tired earlier and it'll be easier to wake up earlier the next day after that. So you just need one bad night of sleep and one day of being really tired and then you're actually pretty good to go for early morning risers. So here at the beach, I wake up at 6 a.m. pretty much every day. It's always between the 6 and 6:30, 6:45 range, I would say, that I wake up. And the way that I find really easy to wake up is I sleep with my windows and blinds open. So the sun pours in my room. I'm really lucky that I have a room that, you know, gets some sunlight. So the sun kind of pours in my room, like honestly right by where I sleep. It's so beautiful. And the sun naturally wakes me up and I also have an alarm, but the sun really does help waking up in a bright room. When I lived in Philly, I lived in like the basement back room of my Philly apartment and it had literally no natural sunlight. It got no light. So it would be like 9 a.m. and it was pitch black in my room. And I was like, this is really hard to wake up. So if you are lucky enough to have sunlight in your room, take advantage of it. And it really, really helps you. And it also just starts your morning with a ton of gratitude and good energy. So after you wake up, meditation is incredible. It's not going to be everyone's cup of tea, but if you haven't tried it, I highly recommend. And I have three ideas to get you guys started. The first one is my favorite and it's to use the Calm app. Calm has really, really great meditations. I also have a sleep story with Harry Styles on it, which is awesome. If you want to fall asleep to the sweet sound of Harry Styles talking to you, you like go through like forests and like deserts with him. Oh my God, it's incredible. Anyway, not sponsored, but I do really love the Calm app. And if they want to sponsor the podcast, definitely go for it. But I really like the Calm app. They have tons and tons of meditations. So every single day they have what's called a daily calm and it's a 10-minute meditation and it has like a message in it that often turn into some of my favorite quotes ever. Like one of my favorite quotes that I ever heard was the universe has no obligation to make sense to you. And I got that from the Calm app. Another one is that another quote that I love is when it's raining, the best thing to do is let it rain. I got that also from the Calm app. And another one that brings me a lot of peace is right now it's like this. And that was also from the Calm app. So they really do have messages that stick with you, not just for the day, but for months afterwards. They're very calming, very reassuring, and it's really user-friendly. They have intro to meditation on there. They have intro to breath work. I really recommend the Calm app, and I think that it's great. You can do a 10-minute meditation. You can do a 30-minute meditation. If you're anxious, they have like a 5-minute anxiety thing that you can do to kind of calm you down. They have a 10-minute one. It's very customizable to what you're looking for. And they also have sleep meditations, which has been really awesome because I've gotten in the really bad habit lately of watching like Real Housewives of Beverly Hills or something while I'm falling asleep. And now I like listening to something as I go to sleep. So now I've been putting on the Calm app and I do the Drifting Off with Gratitude sleep meditation. And it's incredible. It's 50 minutes. And I probably stay awake for 4 minutes of it. But it's amazing and I absolutely love it. So the Calm app is what I recommend. It is a paid subscription, but it's not too expensive. It's not too pricey. I'll try and get a sponsorship so I can get you guys a code for that. But it's really, really great. But if you want a free option, there are tons of meditations on YouTube that have like frequency backgrounds to them. And they're really awesome. They're kind of like hippy dippy. So if that stresses you out or like freaks you out a little bit, you might want to try the Calm app. It's a little more, let me say less hippy dippy, but also very effective. But YouTube has really, really great meditations as well that are free. And at the very least, if both of those sound too stressful, just give 5 deep breaths before you get out of bed in the morning and it will change your life and start your morning with gratitude. It's amazing. Now, if you're like me and you wake up with a cluttered mind and with a bunch on your mind, one of the really good things to do is journal. And there's 2 ways that I recommend a journal. The first one is to just honestly write down what's in your head, write down your feelings, just kind of getting it out of your head and onto pen and paper so you can kind of just close that cover for the day and move on with your thoughts instead of lingering on them all day. I find that really helpful. And it also kind of just drifts me into another direction of thinking that I probably wouldn't have thought of had I not written it down. So writing out my feelings helps a lot. But another thing that you can do is find prompts to write about on Instagram or Pinterest. There's tons of accounts that you can follow on Instagram that are like journaling prompts. And every day it'll ask you like, what are we doing about this? Or how do we feel about, you know, this? Give me 3 things that you're grateful for. And it just gives you prompts to journal about. So I think that really helps. Another thing that I like to do in the morning and at night that I also think is the that girl aesthetic is to read. It can be reading anything. But I have 3 books here, 2 that I recommend, 1 that I'm currently reading. So if you guys want to read, the 2 books that I recommend for the summer are 28 Summers by Eileen Hildebrand and We Were Liars by E. Lockhart. They both take place in like summer towns. We Were Liars is an incredible story that has a crazy plot twist that will make you want to reread the entire book. And it is so good. Definitely top 2 of my favorite books. Probably We Were Liars and Verity are top 2 of my favorite books. I think We Were Liars might actually be my favorite book of all time. I absolutely love it. It's really, really good. And I would actually call it a beach read because it takes place at the beach and it puts me in a good mood. So I love that book. And 28 Summers by Eileen Hildebrand is adorable. It just gives me all the feels and oh God, I love that book so much. And it also takes place at the beach and it just makes me so happy. It's so cute. So I really, really like 28 Summers as well. So I recommend those 2 books. And the book that I am reading right now is Plain Sight by Jodi Picoult. I can never say her last name. But that took place in Lancaster, PA, which is not far from where I live. So I'm very interested to read it. And so far, it's really good. So that's what I'm reading right now. But those are 2 books that I also recommend. So once you wake up early, meditate, journal if you want, read if you want, then I recommend to move your body in any way, shape, or form. Now, I didn't want to say exercise right here because I feel like every day you don't have to exercise, but I feel like every day you can move your body in some sort of way, whether it's honestly anything. So it can be exercise in terms of like Pilates or a spin class or 12:30 or weightlifting or yoga, but it could also just be movement of any sort, meaning you stretch or you're going for a beach walk or you're going for a sunset bike ride to chase the sunset. you're honestly just moving your body in any way. I feel like the higher self of you, the that girl in you, would just want to take advantage of the beautiful weather, take advantage of your cute workout sets, and just move your body in any way that feels revitalizing and nourishing to you. Another thing that I wanted to touch on was eating, quote unquote, healthy. Now, I've really been trying to kind of stray away from diet talk, diet advice, anything like that, just because I feel like I'm in a really good place and I don't want to be a trigger to anyone. So I'll keep this as light as I can. But to me, eating, quote unquote, healthy just means eating what my body is asking for. And it's as simple as that. So lately, this is what I've been eating and I've been really happy. So for breakfast, I've been doing a mixture of a bunch of different things. Some days it's a bowl of fruit. Other days it's oatmeal with some fruit on it and granola. And oh, there's this farmer's market down here in Seattle where they have these incredible nut butters. So I just got like this almond cinnamon butter, so good. So I've been putting that in my oatmeal. Another thing that I've been loving is avocado toast. I've recently fallen in love with Dave's Killer Bread. So that on avocado toast is chef's kiss, incredible. Another thing that I've been loving is smoothies and acai bowls. I'm surrounded by acai bowl places down here and it's just a dream to have literally three in a 5 mile radius of me. It's so incredible and I'm so blessed. So lots of acai bowls have been consumed for breakfast here. For lunch, if I don't have avocado toast for breakfast, I probably will have it for lunch, and I don't have it with an egg. I just have the good old toast. I've also really been liking soup, oddly enough. I feel like I would not like soup down at the beach because it's hot and it's hot outside, but wouldn't you know, I've been loving soup and also leftovers from dinner. Now, I normally don't do leftovers from dinner when I'm home, but my parents have been down a ton and they cook dinner like every night, which rocks. So I just have leftovers from dinner for lunch, which is awesome. For a snack, I'll snack on really anything. So cherries are in season right now, peaches, which is one of my favorite things ever in the summer, watermelon, cheese and crackers, carrots and hummus. If I want like a bag of voodoo chips, which are my favorite chips, I'll have some. Really anything right here will go for a snack. I just bought cereal the other day because it looked really good. So I got some cereal, really anything that I want to snack on that my body is asking for. And for dinner, I go out to dinner about 3 to 4 times a week. I love eating out and I don't know, I really like it. So you guys kind of know that. And I don't DoorDash here. I actually go out places. So I'll go out and I'll either get like a burger or a salmon or a salad or pizza or honestly anything. Anything goes. Sushi, anything goes here. And then another thing that we like to do, I like to have whatever my parents cook. So they like to grill while they're here, or they make like stir fries, or they make steak and like mashed potatoes and just really good stuff. And for drinks, I've been loving tea, as I said, and I've been loving sweating lemon water. You guys know that just means like condensated lemon water with, you know, whatever. I've been loving that. And then for drinks, like alcoholic drinks, I've been really into orange crushes. I've never had an orange crush until this summer, and I'm really liking it. It's orange vodka with fresh squeezed orange juice, just like a little bit. I think triple sec and club soda. So good. It's really, really good. But when it's like too orangey, I don't like it. I honestly just like a hint of orange, and I think it's so good. So that's kind of just like what I've been consuming. And overall, I really think that the that girl aesthetic is just capturing life's beauty and taking advantage of the moment and seizing the day. It's like taking a picture with your friends in the moment because you want to remember it forever. It's just living your best life unapologetically. And I'm going to quote an older quote that I mentioned a couple episodes back, but it's realizing that a life this good and this version of you is going to take work, because if it was easy, you would already be doing it right now. And to take it up a notch, if this lifestyle was easy, everyone would do it. If it was easy, everyone would do it. So this is a lifestyle that I truly think is incredible and is worth working towards and leaves you with a very rewarding sense of gratitude and feeling like you're living your life to the fullest. And it's just been awesome. And this is how I've been living my life. And now that it's a trend on TikTok, I wanted to talk about it and kind of just give you guys tips on how to live that lifestyle. If this is how you guys want to live, but maybe you don't know how to get started, I hope this helped you guys. So I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. I absolutely loved it. And again, I hope you guys are having an amazing Monday. I have a really good feeling about this week and I can't wait to talk to you guys next week as well. But in the meantime, you guys can catch me on Instagram at @ToriSterling_ and on Stride at Home. If you guys want to do any workouts with me, I have classes up there on Stride at Home. You guys can use code Tori to get your first month for $10. And with that, guys, I will leave you with the best Monday of your life because you deserve the best Monday of your life. And I'll talk to you guys next week. Bye, guys.